Welcome to the podcast To Be Named Later, where we explore the world a conversation at a time. Sit back and enjoy. Here are your hosts, Chris and Kelly.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of the podcast To Be Named Later. Chris is off this week due to a work conflict, so I'm flying solo. Still, we'll have an abbreviated version of the podcast. Wanted to go on record with my picks for the week, and we'll compare notes with Christopher next week when he returns. Starting off, we have the Thursday night game with the 3-0 Dolphins at the 1-2 Bengals. I think at the beginning of the year, we would have expected these records to be reversed, but as they say, that's why they play the games. Miami's certainly looking like the better team than the Bengals right now. They don't seem to be able to solve their offensive line woes, in particular the Bengals. So I'm actually going to go with the Miami Dolphins and look for them to start out 4-0. We then go over to London, first international game of the year. The 2-1 Vikings taking on the 1-2 Saints. And I think the Vikings go to 3-0 here. They're just a better team right now. Next up, the 2-1 Browns at the 1-2 Falcons. I was kind of an Atlanta believer early in the year. Not ready to give up on them entirely. So I'm going to call for an Atlanta win in this game. Probably one of the best games of the week comes up next with the 2-1 Bills at the 2-1 Ravens. Bills maybe looked a little like they came back a little bit last week, but they're still a really powerful football team. But so is Baltimore, and I'm actually going to look for the Ravens to take this one from the Bills. And then we come up to one of the more storied rivalries in the NFL, the 1-2 Commanders at the 2-1 Cowboys. I think Dallas always likes to have controversy. Jerry Jones just likes to stir the pot. Hey, it's good for ratings with his newest one about who should be the quarterback and other stuff. I think the Cowboys easily pull this one out, though. Washington is kind of a hot mess once again. Next up, both teams at 1-2, the Seahawks against the Lions. Used to live in Seattle, as everybody I think knows or I've mentioned. Can't say I was ever a huge Seahawk fan, but I did follow them, and it's really kind of a bummer to see what they were. It's the ebb and flow of sports, I guess, but they've certainly fallen on hard times right now. Lions still not turning around like we hear they are going to under their coach, but I do think they pull out the win here, so I'm going with Detroit. And then one of my early favorites, the 1-2 Chargers taking on the 0-2-1 Texans. I really thought the Chargers would be better with Justin Herbert, but again, he got hurt, and then they just seem to always have trouble, man. I do think they're going to beat the Texans. If they don't, I think going to be some tough headlines in San Diego, and coach is going to be on the hot seat if he's not already, but I do look for the Chargers to win this one. Another favorite of mine in the early season, not starting out so well, the 1-2 Titans at the 1-1-1 Colts. Looking for Indy to pull this one out and hopefully start righting the ship. Probably one of the more surprise games as far as team records comes up next. If you would have told anybody at the beginning of the year in week 4, you'd have the 2-1 Bears at the 2-1 Giants, I think people would have been surprised, but that's what we have. I look for the Giants to go to 3-1 and the Bears to take the loss. Another bit of a surprise, 2-1 Jaguars at the 3-0 Eagles. Like we talked about on the podcast last week, I just got to believe that all the Jaguar players are just happy to be out of the chaos, and I think it's showing they're, you know, really playing for the coach and have a lot of good stuff going on. That said, Philadelphia is looking right now like kind of the all-world team, and so I'm going to go with the Eagles to go also to 4-0. And we have the 1-2 Jets at the 1-2 Steelers. Can't say this is an overly compelling game right now, but I think the Steelers will figure this one out more so than the Jets, and so I'm going to take Pittsburgh here. Next up, 2-1-2 teams, the Cardinals at the Panthers. Typically, the Cardinals had always started out hot and then started to lose, but seem to be reversing that right now and not doing much to win most of their games right now. I do think they pull this one out and beat the Panthers, though. Then we come up to Lambeau Field. Obviously, I'm a Packer fan. We got the 1-2 Patriots going against the 2-1 Packers. Part of me asks which Packer team's going to show up. Is it the team that was running down the field, looking like all-world offense back in the first part of the game last week against Tampa? Or is it going to be the team that couldn't do a thing after Aaron Jones fumbled on the 2-yard line? I am going to take the Packers and look for them to win here at Lambeau. Another darling that's not getting off to the start people thought. 2-1 Broncos against that team, the 0-3 Raiders. This certainly isn't, I think, what Las Vegas fans had in mind. Denver might be 2-1, but they're not looking all that good and kind of a mess. But Russell Wilson seems to find a way to win games. I'm not sure the Russell Wilson magic's going to come out this week, so I am going to go with Las Vegas. And if they lose again, I think we're going to really start to see things go a little sideways there. The NFL's a quick season. Now with the 17th game added, you can't quite say we're 25% through the year after week 4, but math still works out to be pretty close. And, you know, by week 4, you got to start knowing where you're going to be, and it's pretty harder and harder to change direction. What should be a good game then, the 2-1 Chiefs at the 2-1 Buccaneers. I'm going to take the Chiefs. Thought Tom Brady almost was going to pull it out last week against the Pack at the end, even though there wasn't a lot of offense, so you can never totally bet against them, but I think the Chiefs just continue their winning ways here. And then close out the week with 2-1 Rams at the 1-2 49ers. And I think the Rams take this game. 49ers, they are what they are, playing their backup. Jimmy G's not a bad quarterback. He's not a great one. But I think they're going to struggle a little bit against the Rams here. I want to thank you, everyone, again for listening to the podcast to be named later. Look forward to catching up with Chris and comparing our records. I did let him keep the statistics for all of our picks. Don't have them in front of me, so I don't actually know how we're doing in our weekly competition. But we'll catch up with Chris and all of you again next week.